Welcome to part two of the three-part series where I talk about how to manage mood swings and stress during pregnancy and after you have given birth. In part one, the previous episode, I had discussed 12 different tips on how to manage stress during this period. In this episode, I will be discussing 12 more tips, so stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Babypedia podcast with me, Saranya. This is your one-stop destination for all information regarding babies, starting from conception, pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. Let's start with tip number 13. This is move your body as much as you can during the day. It could be in the form of an exercise like 1 hour of prenatal yoga or dance workouts or swimming or just walking. But along with that, try to stay active throughout the day by incorporating simple, easy stretches to relax your muscles whenever you feel it tight. It could be just getting up and going and drinking some water and coming back. You know, don't carry your water bottle everywhere, but just get up, go drink, and then come back. It could be just keeping an alarm on your phone for every 60 minutes and getting up and walking around for 5 minutes and sitting back. This will ensure that your body is releasing a lot of, you know, the active hormones. And with this, when you exercise for 1 hour every day, or at least let's try, start with 30. If you do 30 minutes every day, it will release endorphins, which are our body's natural painkillers and mood stabilizers. So then you have it. Your moods get much more stabilized when you start moving around and working out every day during your pregnancy. Yes, of course, some days you will feel tired, so listen to your body and take a break on the days that you feel tired. Tip number 14 is take breaks in between your day. Spend a few minutes to stretch your feet and put it up on a chair. Sit comfortably and maybe sip on your coffee or any healthy beverage that you have, or just listen to some nice music. You know, you could work for 90 minutes and then have a break for 10 minutes and then go back to working for another 90 minutes. Taking small breaks is needed to refresh your mind and your body and will definitely help you to refresh your mood as well. Tip number 15. Diffuse essential oils such as lavender, jasmine, white sage, etc. to make you feel relaxed and sleep better. Combining this with breath work that we spoke about in the previous episode can really help to change your mood. Tip number 16. Cold showers or dipping your face or hands in ice cold water. See, this activates the vagus nerve, which in turn activates our nervous system to start relaxing and signaling our body to calm down. So cold showers or dipping your hand or face in cold water is a great way to regulate your nervous system when you are feeling very stressed. Tip number 17, hum loudly. Yes, you heard me right. Research has shown that humming can be very self-soothing because it affects us on a physical level, reducing stress, inducing calmness, and enhancing sleep, as well as lowering heart rate, blood pressure, and producing powerful neurochemicals such as oxytocin, the love hormone. In pranayama, the breathing practice associated with yoga, there is one pranayama called Brahmari pranayama. This involves closing your eyes and ears and humming like a bee. It is known to reduce stress and helps manage anxiety and anger issues. So definitely include this simple practice into your daily routine and find yourself being very soothed. Tip number 18, listen to soothing sounds. Like the sound of the ocean waves, waterfalls, calming music, instrumental music, anything that you like. Music can definitely play a major role in helping you relax. Tip number 19, Epsom salt soaks. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. Its benefits have been long recorded in history. Magnesium relieves stress and helps to relax the body, and magnesium can be absorbed easily through our skin. So when you take a soak in Epsom salt, it can be a whole body soak or even just soaking your feet or your hands, it helps replenish the magnesium levels in our body, as magnesium can be absorbed through our skin. It also helps reduce body ache, inflammation, and detoxifies our body. Tip number 20. Use positive affirmations to your advantage. Write down positive affirmations that relate to you and stick these all around the house in all the common places like the fridge door, your bathroom mirror or door, your phone wallpaper, etc. reading these positive sentences often in a day will start to send signals to your brain to start believing in these sentences, thereby improving your mood and elevating your fears over time. Tip number 21, spend quality time with your partner. Talk about your fears, your doubts, your expectations around parenting, etc. You will be pressed for time once your little one is born. So, use all the time right now to discuss whatever you feel like talking. Remember that lovemaking is a great way to get the love hormones pumping and to reduce your stress hormones. And communication is the key to a good relationship. Tip number 22. Understand that things are sometimes not in our control. The only things in our control are how we feel and how we react to it. For example, you cannot control the weather. You cannot control how your husband reacts to a particular news. You cannot control whether your help is going to come in or not. You cannot control the reaction of your friends, family, or the unwanted advice that they give you. But what can you do? You can control how you absorb that information and how you react to it. So when we start to accept that, no, this is out of my control, so I should not be reacting to it, it makes it much more easier for us to not get stressed. Right, so sometimes just accept it and go with the flow. It will make a great difference in the way you approach life and in your stress levels. Tip number 23, create clear boundaries, both physical and emotional. Learn to say no when needed, because sometimes we as women especially tend to overdo and let others cross our boundaries. We may be tired, but when somebody invites us over for dinner, we don't want to offend them, so we say yes. We already have a lot on our plate, but when a coworker asks us to help them with a project, we say yes. All this can leave us feeling more tired and more anxious. But when you learn to prioritize your needs, your time, your physical and emotional boundaries, and say yes, say no when it is needed instead of the yes, then it makes a big difference to your self-esteem, your time, and you will feel more respected and valued. Now, the last tip of this episode, tip number 24. Have a structure and plan your whole week ahead, be it at home or at work. It will take a lot of thinking out of your daily routine and you will definitely feel more relaxed through the day. For example, menu planning can help with making your grocery list and also reduce your planning time every day. You know, you don't have to think, what do I cook today? What do I make for breakfast? What do I make for lunch? What do I make for dinner? When you have a menu plan already ready, you can just walk into your kitchen and start cooking. Planning your work can help you complete your tasks more systematically and easily by the end of the week. Just spend 1 hour during the weekend doing the planning and your whole week is set. Now that I've done with the 12 tips of this episode, I hope this episode helped you. I will definitely meet you in the next episode with more ways to relax. The next episode deals with a lot of in-depth ways in which you can relax. The first part 1 and part 2 dealt with all small, teeny tiny tweaks of your day. But the last episode will deal with a lot of in-depth ways that you can relax. Right? So I hope you've noted down the different ways to manage your mood swings and relax during pregnancy. Like I always say, you may not like everything. Everything is not for everyone. So choose the ones that you can resonate with and start working on those points and find yourself relaxing and enjoying your pregnancy. If you found this podcast useful, please press the follow button and give me a 5-star rating to show me your love and support. Please do check out the link in the description to join my pregnancy masterclass to know more information about pregnancy and about the Babypedia tribe community. I will meet you soon in the next episode. Till then, take care. With lots and lots of love and strength, this is Saranya signing off.